Are you truly stepping into the role of leader in your own life the way you know you're meant to? What shifts would unlock your full potential? It's time to explore those answers with the host of Sacred Leadership, intuitive business coach, Charisse Alexander.
Good afternoon, whatever time of day it is. My name is Charisse Alexander, your host on Sacred Leadership with Charisse on the Inspired Choices Network. So first of all, welcome. On today's episode of Sacred Leadership with Charisse, I'll be exploring one of the most overlooked seasons of growth, and that is the space between. That quiet, uncomfortable in between where something old is ending and something new has not yet begun. It's the place where our egos panic, our plans pause, and our purpose begins to take root. In this episode, I invite you into a deeper wisdom of waiting and learning how to lead, create, and make decisions from stillness rather than survival. Through story and reflection and practical guidance, I'll share how the pause in your life or business isn't a setback, but a sacred invitation where initiation into greater alignment and trust. If you're navigating uncertainty, this is absolutely a reminder that it is not your punishment, but it is your preparation. So again, thank you so much to everyone for joining me here today. I thought that this particular topic would be important because when we are breaking down something old and we are moving into something new, there is inevitably a transition, a pause, and it's really, really uncomfortable. So I want to invite you into considering a time in your life when you were going through some type of transformation. That's what we'll call it. And it could be anything. It could be a ending of a job and moving into a new role at the same company, or moving on to a new company, or a promotion, or, you know, the ending of a relationship, or even the beginning of a new one. And there's this energy of like this action that you want to take, but you don't, it's not always clear what that looks like and how we are actually going to get there. So an example that I want to use is I'll use myself actually. And it was actually a few years ago. And it was just when I started working in Nigeria. And I had, of course, had many, many years of experience in terms of money and sales and being a leader in a lot of different ways. But this was a new environment. And in this new environment, it was almost like this, it was extremely uncomfortable because I'm a doer and I'm somebody who always has this energy that I want to do and just get out there. And, you know, whatever great plan I had, I wanted to be able to put it to execution and begin to see it work. But it's almost like the energy of that particular time was really forcing me to slow down. And that for people who are doers, I think that this will resonate with you because the energy you almost want to move into or force yourself into is one of where you are just doing things for the sake of doing it. And I think if we look at how society, business, the world is today, there is, you know, while there is absolutely an increase in encouraging internal reflection and slowing down, I think there is still a lot of energy out there, specifically in business, that we always have to be pushing and grinding and just this real, no offense, but real masculine energy. And just to kind of break that down for a second, when I talk about we need both, there is the masculine energy of doing, and then there is the feminine energy of being. And it is how do we find the balance? So when something is coming to an end, then it's time to really take pause and reflect and allow the feminine energy of being to just actually be and let the beautiful inspiration and genius really, really come through. And that is so difficult in today. So that is really what we are going to be exploring. So let's talk about the discomfort of slowing down. I'm sure that you can identify that it's uncomfortable because this is where the stories actually really start to come up and you maybe start to question, you know, was this the right decision? Am I doing it right? Is there something else that I'm missing? Is there, Any number of things. And we really begin to question the decision or whatever that transition, that end is about. And the reality is if we think about it, the end and beginning cycle or beginning and end cycle is it's life. It happens practically every single day. So it really honestly is something that we should practically embrace, right? Because we know that it's always going to be there. It's always going to be coming and going. So examples of where we really try to force it, and if we go back to my story of, coming to Nigeria and trying to like force this, nothing it none of it felt good. And the reality is that I was really, like I said, really trying to force and really trying to push, and there was like all of this resistance, and you could see it. So if we use the example of me being in an environment where I'm trying to force what leadership should look like, the inherent what ended up happening is that nothing that I was doing was working. It wasn't landing with people. So I was trying to force an outcome. And when we try to force an outcome, inevitably, well, not inevitably, but sometimes we will find resistance. Another example is where, as a leader, you might, so in that example, I could have been like, okay, this isn't working. That's it. I'm not going to lead because, people are not buying into the idea of whatever, initiative that I was trying to bring out at that particular point in time. Another example of when we are trying to force something is when we fill the space, that quiet, that pregnant pause with something that is unnecessary. So that could be words. So just talking for the sake of talking, or even action. Doing for the sake of doing. So I would invite you to consider the idea that maybe it's not that you're losing ground when you are in that space of quiet, but really what we're doing again is we are allowing the space for something else to show up. And it requires a large degree of patience. And I know for a lot of years, I would question, and there was lots and lots of questions. And just to give context here, what I was really struggling with at that particular point in time was this business that I absolutely loved, and the efficiency and, solving problems and so on and so forth. And then this other part of myself, which was like this spiritual piece of me, and how do I make the two work? And so for a long time, it was like I was completely, so the doing was like I was completely pushing away a part of me that was, meant to be part of this experience, and like fully leaning into something that wasn't 100% authentic to me. So, for example, when we talk about unnecessary action, what I was doing in that particular example is I was like, spreadsheets and KPIs and like do, and like check off boxes and things like that, right? So again, what was I doing? I was trying to emulate leadership.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
And welcome back. Thank you for joining again. My name is Charisse Alexander on Sacred Leadership with Charisse on the Inspired Choices Network. Again, on today's episode, what we are talking about is the space between where transformation actually happens. And just to allow or provide a little bit of context, what we're talking about is when we're going through a shift, a transition, a transformation, and that awkward time where the energy, you can feel it. I know we've all gone through this where you literally have all this pent-up energy and you want to do something with it and we force it. You want to say things. You want to fill the silence with words. You want to do things. You want to fill the time with action and energy. And what I was talking about in the first segment was how we're being invited to find the balance between divine feminine and divine masculine energy. Divine masculine energy being very much about pushing and doing and action. It's forward motion. Divine feminine energy is very much about receiving and really just being in the flow. And how does that relate to your life? Before we went to break, I was asking the audience, the viewers, to consider where you are in your life right now and where you might be being encouraged to slow down, to just allow the pause and allow for something to be divinely guided or inspired through you. And so I thought it would be prudent actually to use another example of where this is very relevant with where I am right now in my own experience. And so this year, within the business, we've been trying to create massive transformation for our staff, for our clients, for our stakeholders, for our leaders. And when you're trying to do a culture transformation, it really requires you to find this balance between doing and being, and it's really uncomfortable. So at the beginning of this year, we started with trying to find identifying first and foremost, what are the core values? What are the messages that we want the branding or the company to really stand 10 toes on, right? So after we were able to do that, that's an example of the doing. And so there was a lot of doing activity. There was talking about the core values. There was like doing culture workshops. There was like, the hiring of new people. There was like the moving of people around. So lots, reorganizing the organization and things like that. So lots of doing. And then there was this period where we had to like wait and sit and literally do nothing and wait and see what was changing. And if you learn how to become really good at the observation piece, there's this thing that one of my coaches says, and she says, learn how to be the observer in your own movie. And you learn a lot when you take a step back and you watch the things that are occurring around you. But it's in that that you really get to see, this is where the brilliance actually starts to show up. So I already described how there was all this activity and this pushing and this doing. And then we had to force ourselves to take a step back and say, okay, now let's see how the people respond to it. Are they responding to these things, that these initiatives that we were taking? How is the energy in the environment? Is it positive? Or is it negative? And then really turning on the observer lens to see, what else needed to be tweaked within that. And so this is the phase where, you can actually call this piece, this phase, the illumination. This is where we begin to see, the insights and the lessons. And then is there more guidance that needs to be done? And in this particular case, there were some tweaks that needed to happen. But you have to kind of wait and see what comes after you make these really, really big shifts. So let's think about it like planting a seed. And I recently actually did this, so like an actual seed. And if you think about it, when you're planting seeds, if you're a gardener, there's lots that's going on underneath the surface, but you can't see it. But you just got to know that you're like giving it the energy and giving it the love that it needs in order for that seed to literally take root. And then obviously, all of a sudden, one day you begin to see this life coming up through the soil. And so if you think about your life and your business, your organization, any type of transformation, this phase is what we call integration. And it's like everybody kind of needs to get used to the new energy that you have brought in. So, you know, I'm talking about it in terms of and in the energetic sense, but if you really think about change and transformation, when we are doing massive changes, everybody kind of needs to get up to speed with it. And as we were working through this, you know, one of my coaches had said to me, she's like, you know, as you begin to make these changes, some things are going to happen that you might not be prepared for. And one of the things that she said is because you're doing such a shift in the vibration. So yes, between the doing, but there was also the being. She said that inevitably what will happen is some people will leave because they won't be able to vibe in the new environment that you're trying to create. And as it would be, that is exactly what has happened, is some people have exited and some people are coming in. But what I'd said to her is I said, you know, that's okay. I'm okay with letting go of people that don't serve the collective. And in this case, what I was talking about was the organization. If you can't vibe with where it is that we're trying to go, I'm very okay with letting you go on to do whatever it is that you need to do on your journey. So just to kind of recap what this space looks like is there's this, you know, let's say you put this action in, and then there's like this descent, that this natural free fall into the space and the quiet where the change is actually happening. And then when we take a step back from all the action, so instead of doing, we're just being, this is where we allow the insights to really come to the surface. This is the integration phase and where things are really starting to settle. And now we can observe what needs to be changed. And this is where we are right now, like in our own organization. So, you know, we've done a lot of shifts, and this is how you pulse check with this actually. So after we did all these changes, so we're about 90 days into our own transformation. And some of the observations that I had were, okay, people are, they're happier, they're engaged, they're laughing, they're doing all kinds of things. They're working late, like, you know, and I don't mean just like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but they're here because they want to be. But there's still some things that need to change. So in the business or in a work environment, I'm looking at these things now and I'm making a list. Okay, I still need to do this. So here we go. So here's the balance. I just was in the being of letting the things come together. And now it's like, okay, so what needs to change now? So, you know, I'm making my list. I still need to do this. I need to do that. I need to put this thing in place and that thing in place. So it's kind of like, if you think about it, and this is life, it's the ebb and flow. So if we're here doing the action, we go into the descent, we sit there and we pause and we allow that pregnant pause to illuminate what needs to be tweaked. And then we move back into this doing type of energy where, you know, we've got our insights in terms of maybe what needs to be done. Now, if you were relating this in a personal sense, so in your life, one thing that I really like to do is I like to do a lot of body or somatic practices. So, you know, in the previous segment, I was talking about some of the risks with constantly staying in that I need to fill or I need to do is that we rush the decisions. We say or do things that don't necessarily need to happen. There's this energy of chaos that's like really, it's contagious if you think about it. And as leaders, what we're really trying to do is we're trying to instill confidence in our people. And so the easiest way to do that is to just, it's almost like understanding this ebb and flow of life, the beginnings and the endings of any cycle that you're going to ride inevitably throughout the experience. But if we look at this from a personal experience, and this could be either in relation to something personal, like in your life that is transforming, or even within the business. And sometimes, often actually these days, what I find myself saying to people is use your breath. Your breath is a tool, and I can't talk enough about breath work. But again, I started this particular day, where somebody came into my office and they were amped. And again, she was talking about how this person did this thing and that person did that thing. So this is part of that phase, right? Where we're integrating and we're allowing people to settle into the new vibration or the energy that we're trying to bring about. And so I just said to her, I'm like, why are you giving your power away so early in the morning? You know, there's nothing that's really going on in what you're describing to me. And this wasn't being dismissive, but the point was, is like, just pause. So I was inviting her to just pause, take a moment and just breathe. And from there, you know, I didn't say to her, you know, put a, you know, hand on your chest or whatever, but it was just kind of like, this is what I do for myself. It's like, feel into the energy. Like, where am I feeling it? Am I feeling it in my heart? Am I feeling it in my guts? Like, you know, some people, whenever they're feeling a really intense emotion, they're going to feel it in different places. But you can do this with your business as well. You know, when you're trying to decide, and that's part of the pause. So, you know, when something has been changed within the organization, as a leader, I invite you to like take a moment and do some internal reflection. And in that internal reflection, what you're doing is you're like, okay, you know, we just did this thing. Let's say we rolled out a Zen Zone initiative or a transportation allowance initiative, whatever it is that you're doing for your business, just as an example, or for your people. And in that example, it's, you know, one of these things that you could say, okay, do I feel like this is going to help or hinder my people? Is it going to be received well? Is it going to help the organization as a whole? And really feel into that and name it. So if you feel very expansive and a lightening in your chest area or in your heart center, then that would be your intuition or your higher self saying, yeah, that's a good choice. If you feel really heavy with that decision or nervous energy in your gut, that would be your higher self or your intuition saying that's maybe going to require a little bit more thought or some refinement to really have the results that you're looking for. So from there, realistically, what we're looking at then is building this relationship of trust with yourself, because that's always the number one question that people are asking when we're really starting to lean into this divine feminine energy of being versus doing. And I know this is going to be tricky for you. I know it will be, because it was really tricky for me. And it's that energy of like thinking that you have to like logic your way through something or you have to figure something out. But the reality is that if you just sit in the pause, the answers will come to you. And I know that it practically goes against the grain of almost like every single thing that, you know, successful business people talk about. And interestingly enough, today I was reading something about Elon Musk and how he is just like this machine. And he just like is always on and he's doing and he's solving problems and so on and so forth. And I'm not taking anything away from that. But what I'm doing is I'm inviting you to consider how you can create transformation and change, not only in your life, but your business in a very, very different way, in a way that invites you to really honor the space and honor the peace and honor the silence. Surrender is an act of alignment, not avoidance. And that is what we mean when we're talking about surrendering. It's saying that you're letting go of the need to force an outcome, because it's almost like saying, when we are feeling like we need to force and we need to push, it's almost like saying, I don't trust myself. I don't trust the divine. I don't trust, you know, the intuition or any of these things that are coming through. And I need to do so that I can force what the outcome actually is going to be. And so surrender is the first piece in building that trust within what it is that you were trying to create. When you stop forcing and you stop chasing, you will begin to magnetize the abundance and the opportunities around you. We're about to go to break, but I want to give a really quick example about this. So in one of my previous careers as a mortgage broker, I always realized that whenever I got into this energy of I gotta do, I gotta do, I gotta do, like, and I was out there pounding the pavement and calling and, you know, working the CRM and just like this real forceful energy, and literally almost in this energy of there's not enough clients. There's not enough clients. There's too many mortgage brokers, like that kind of, I gotta force it. Anytime I did that, then what would inevitably happen is there would be like not a client for miles. The minute that I moved into the energy of just kind of like, universe, I'm going to trust that you're going to send amazing clients to me that are going to be a pleasure to work with, and, you know, just really kind of opened up the energy and then left it, this is when the magic really would happen. My board would be filled with clients. And the one example that I remember is that it was like January, and January as a mortgage broker is traditionally a ridiculously slow month, but it was like one of the best months that I'd ever had. And I had a colleague call me and he was like, well, what did you do? Like, who are you talking to? Who are your referral sources? Like all this stuff. And I said, I stopped worrying about it. That's what I did. I stopped putting a whole bunch of energy into worrying, like the doing of it. I allowed the space. I literally put it out there and I allowed myself to be open. Yes, I had intention around it and so on and so forth, but I wasn't chasing it with an energy of frenzy and scarcity and lack. And as soon as I was able to let that go, it just all literally flowed in, and it was like easily one of the best months that I'd ever had. So that's an example of surrender. It doesn't mean don't do. It just means that there is the willingness to allow things to come to you. So we are going to go to break right now. And when we return, we will continue to talk about surrender and divine timing and how we can really honor the space of the pause.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse. I am, of course, Charisse, your host here on Sacred Leadership with Charisse on the Inspired Choices Network. So today what we are talking about is the space between where transformation actually happens. In the first segment, we were talking about the difference between divine masculine and divine feminine energy, and ultimately how we find the balance between the action piece, which is the doing, and the being piece, which is the being, and really honoring that space, that quiet, that silence, which we always want to overwhelm, or we don't always want to overwhelm it, but today the way that the world really works is we're always feeling like we need to fill the space and time with something. So the other way that I wanted to kind of show that we can use this pregnant pause or this space is also in conflict management. And the example that I wanted to use is that we found ourselves in a scenario where We had a client, and as can sometimes happen with clients, is there was conflict. And in this conflict, there's a lot of pressure, lots and lots of pressure internally, externally, to like get it done, close it, finish it, so on and so forth. And I remember having multiple conversations with some of the interested parties where I said, listen, and what was really interesting about this particular conflict is that, and I had, this is what we talk about when I say trust. I had zero reason to have this kind of confidence. But I remember saying to one of the interested parties, I said, listen, we will find resolution in this situation, but it's going to take time. And in my mind, what I could see, if I had to vocalize the journey that I saw ahead of me, was like a very thin ledge and like a steep drop off on either side of this ledge. And it's like this winding path. But at the end of it, there's like, a juicy sunset. So I knew it was possible. And every time I think about this particular conflict that we were trying to manage, this is the vision that I would get, is one of like, there's a path and it's there, but it's so delicate. And so I always knew that somehow we were going to have to find a way to balance the doing with the being. And so, as I said, when I would be explaining to one of the interested parties, I would say, listen, we're going to get there. I know we will. But I'm going to require you to be patient. And I think that part of that process is really inviting you as the leader to like stand 10 toes with it and really know within yourself that you'll get there. And so there's a little bit of navigating, obviously, with all the other parties that are involved. But as I find that we're moving through this, it is exactly that balance that I discussed. It's action and the doing paired and balanced with the being. So sometimes, yes, it means that I have to follow up with the client and have meetings and have, difficult or critical conversations. But at the same time, the being piece of it that I've been invited into in this particular scenario is opening the energy, like literally opening it. And in those conversations, constantly saying to people, like, there is a way to navigate through this where all parties can come out relatively happy and satisfactory. So that's an example of what I mean, and being really solid within that. So that's an example where I wanted to really highlight that when we honor the pause and the point with this particular example of conflict management is that sometimes situations need space to breathe. They need space for the emotions to maybe come down in a work context or even in a personal context. And it's one of them, probably one of the most valuable things that I've learned to this point in my life is that we don't always have to force the conversation. We don't have to force the conflict. We don't have to force the resolution. If we can find a way to take a step back and allow the space, something will come up that you can, that will change how that situation is unfolding. And so it was really, to me, it's, so it's not just a method that you can use just when you are navigating change within an organization or even within your life. It is extremely relatable when we are talking about navigating conflict, because at the end of the day, there could be lots of pregnant pauses. And sometimes that makes people really uncomfortable when we have to have this, this silence, and all you want to do is hurry up and get to the end. So that is a way that we can utilize, honoring the space where the transformation happens. And stay tuned. I'll let you know how it goes. But I am definitely feeling very optimistic about getting to the end by just kind of honoring the ebb and flow between doing and being within this. So when we continue to talk about this process, one of the things that I've talked about here is trust. And it's building trust within yourself and honoring that space. And I think that once you begin to learn how to trust yourself in that space, the people around you will also begin to see that it's okay to allow silence. It's okay to allow the space so that everyone can allow the new information, the new skills, the new resources, whatever it is, to like really settle into the sinew of what it is that you were trying to bring about. And then with that, there's also learning how to trust the timing of things and the divine timing of things. So, an example of where I had to utilize this in my own Work experience is like as we've built this business, and we were interestingly enough having a conversation about this yesterday, and we were talking to someone who's a colleague, but like outside of the business, and we were talking about, really early in our business when it was like you felt like you were out there and you were literally pounding the pavement, right? You were out there talking to clients and, pushing your product or all this other kind of stuff. And it was like this real energy of like scarcity and lack. And then when you fast forward and, it was always this conversation internally. And when I say internally, I mean within our organization of the best way to get to, whatever your dream number of clients is or, revenue or whatever the case may be. And I've always been somebody who really believes in the organic way, the way that feels very natural and just kind of unfolds. And so when we were having this conversation yesterday, I was saying to someone, I'm like, if you think back and on our journey, the timing has actually been really, really perfect. It has allowed the organization to grow and mature in a way that is, it's scalable, it's manageable, it's very organic. And realistically speaking, it's honored divine timing in a way that you really couldn't plan. And I bring up the divine timing because, sometimes when things are forced, they really don't work out. And it's important to bring it up because we think that when we are forcing something and it's not going the way that we intended it, sometimes it's just because the time is quite simply not right. And you can't see that in the moment. And so this is where the trust comes in, right? It doesn't mean stop. It means pause, take a breath, take a step back. Look at it from a wider view. Maybe there's something that's missing. And this happens practically all the time in our business. Like when we are pushing, to work with a particular client. And I'm often the one who is like, maybe this is like asking us to like review what it is that we're trying to do here. It could be number one, maybe the client isn't right for us. Number two, it's maybe the client's not right for us right now. Number three, maybe we're not right for the client. Number four, maybe we're not right. We're not ready yet to take on this particular new endeavor. So when we talk about divine timing, it's also, again, it's not necessarily a punishment or a don't do it. It's an invitation to really pause and honor that space in between when we are allowing things to happen and we are allowing things to come to the surface. This is where often other things, more information, and again, this is one of those tricky things because I find myself saying often to people, maybe let's just put a pin in this for now and let's see what other kind of information comes forward or comes through. And I tell you, if you know me and you know me well, that was not always an easy thing for me to be able to put a pin in something or just put it on the shelf for a moment. And once you begin to practice, you really begin to learn to trust that something better is really going to come through. And something better can almost be, it could be anything. It could be a better opportunity. It could be more information. It could be clarity. It could be people, resources. It could be anything when we, and that's why I can't stop saying, really just allow the space for the more to come in so that you can really have as much information and trust the guidance. So just to kind of recap where we've come to in this particular episode today is what we're talking about is how do we really honor the space in transformation? And transformation could be anything from navigating a significant change within your organization. It could be navigating a significant change in your personal life. But the first thing that we're really trying to do within that is like, don't be scared or let go of the fear and recognize that it's not punishment. It's really just a descent into the space. So when, remember, we're coming out of some kind of action phase. We're going into this pause place, and really you're taking a step back and you're allowing all that's just happened to really kind of integrate. We're going from an ending of something and into the beginning of something. We're allowing the time and the space for this to really integrate and settle into the sinew of the organization, yourself, so on and so forth. And it's in this descent phase that we're really honoring what's coming up for us. So if there's fears, take note of that, write it down. If there's insights that come up, again, take a note. So in the sense of a business, you would be looking for things that might, you'd be observing, you would be considering things that might need to be tweaked. You would be, you know, just really taking in and observing what's really going on in that moment. And then when we come out of this, or, you know, before we come out of this, we're trusting that more information will come. There will be some clarity, and utilizing some somatic practices within this to help guide you through it. And again, what we spoke about here was like how you can use your body as a guide and a gauge in terms of like, okay, was this a good decision? You know, constriction in the chest or, you know, heaviness, that kind of thing would indicate, okay, maybe there's some additional tweaking that needs to be done. If there's a lightness, that would say, okay, you know, this was a good way to kind of go with it. And in addition to that, we've talked about how you can utilize these practices or these ideas also in terms of conflict management, and sometimes how we need some space to open up, you know, different ways of looking at things and different solutions that might not have been so readily available when we began. We also talked about how divine timing really can be a gift in this entire process, and how to not panic within all of that. We are now going to go to our final break. And when we come back, we will talk about how you can integrate this into your personal life as well. You are listening to Sacred Leadership with myself, Charisse, on the Inspire Choices Network. When we return, we will continue to discuss creating space and honoring the space in between. We'll be right back.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. I'm Charisse on Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network. Thank you for joining me today. If you are enjoying the content that I am bringing you every single week, please reach out to me at Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. That's Charisse at PavitraLeadership.com. PavitraLeadership.com. Sorry, it's such a long one. And if you're interested in suggesting some ideas for content or even being a guest on the show, we are more than happy to have you join us here. And please give me a 5-star review if you're loving what I'm doing here. So today, what we are talking about here is the space between where transformation actually happens, and how do we really settle into that and not freak out and force ourselves to do and say things that really don't need to happen. So we've talked a lot about it here today in a very work and business context. And a lot of what I want to remind you of as we continue this journey of sacred leadership is we are whole human beings. We have personal lives, we have professional lives, we have, you know, love lives and family lives and all kinds of lives, and they are all parts of who we are. So I think it's important to really show how a lot of these principles or a lot of these things that I try to practice in my life, I do in work and I do in business. I exercise them with my family, with my love relationship, in all the ways that I possibly can, because they work, to be quite honest. So if we take this just for a moment in a personal sense, the example that comes to mind is when you're going through a breakup or some kind of end of a relationship. And the reality is like there's a lot of emotions that are attached with that. There's a lot of processing, a lot of healing. But, you know, when we think about an ending and you go into this obvious descent. This is the place where we can really learn a lot about ourselves. And if we can really honor that space, and if you can take what you would generally do in a breakup and apply it in a lot of ways to your personal life or into your business life, I think that you would see that, you know, it can bring through so many insights into like how we can show up differently as leaders in our lives. So I actually don't want to talk about a breakup. I think that the example that I would rather use instead is a transition that I was going through with my kids. And this one was, pardon me, my kids were saying in so many different ways that they wanted me to show up differently as a parent. And the example, wow, am I supposed to talk about this? I'm not sure because now I've got something in my throat. But the example here is that I was very used to being this person in my kids' life who they would call all the time for anything that they were going through, any challenge. And if any of you are parents of adult children, this was like easily hands down the most difficult part of being a parent for me. But what I noticed is that they didn't want that anymore. And I was going through a metaphorical death of being their go-to person. And I was really, really struggling with it. I was having like all of these feelings about this, and then this is where the stories come in, right? Oh, they don't need me anymore. I don't have any value to them, so on and so forth. But instead of like allowing myself to be pulled down this path of like telling myself all of these stories about what their independence was about, I instead took a step back and I put on the observer. So remember I said in previous segments, I was inviting myself to become the observer in my own life movie. And I was really paying attention to how I was feeling now in these interactions. I stopped talking. And what I mean when I say that is I stopped volunteering information and I just stepped back into the energy of observing. And what I realized is that there was a part of me that was like wanting to almost force this information onto my people. And it was coming from my ego. So instead of like forcing this information onto my people, I got really silent. I was still present and still listening and still participating. But what I found inevitably started happening is they were inviting me in to participate in the conversation versus, you know, me forcing my way into the conversation. And then the other observation that I made is that instead of me feeling like I needed to force my ideas in the conversation, I invited them to consider what their options were in whatever conflict was going on in their world. And so instead of me saying, oh, I think you should do ABC XYZ, I would say things like, first, I would invite them if they wanted my advice. I would say something along the lines of, okay, well, I have an idea, but do you want to hear it? Because you might not like it. Or I would say something along the lines of, well, what do you think you should do? Like, what's your desired outcome? So instead of giving them an answer, I would invite them to do their own inquiry. And when I allowed, and so what the point that I'm ultimately trying to make when using this personal example is, the gift that I got is that when I was able to take a step back and observe how I was feeling, how I was showing up, and where my ego was really trying to like force an outcome, the juicy nugget that I got is I realized that I don't have to. These are adults. They are all fully capable of making their decisions. They don't need me to tell them what to do. But I'm perfectly willing to sit here and support them within that. And I found that it opened up such a different dynamic within the experience for both them and both and me, because it gave them the confidence that they knew how to like navigate these situations and that the answers that they needed were fully within them. So just to kind of like tie this all together here, even like in a personal sense, is when we go through some kind of transition. So in this example that I'm using, I was going through this transformation of being like a full-time, hands-on caregiver to someone who is really going to be more of a guide and a mentor and a support system. And so when I was able to take a step back and honor this space of silence, two beautiful things emerged from that experience. Number one, I was able to see where I was forcing outcomes. And number two, my children received the gift of building their own trust and their own ability to honor that space, not only just the space between them and me as their parent, but the space of like sometimes just kind of waiting for the answer. And this happens so often now that it's such a natural progression within the relationship. And I can't tell you how much the relationship between me and my kids has like really been enriched and gone to a very different level of depth because I didn't personally, at first, I won't lie, I did personalize it because I was trying to force myself on them. So that is me saying that it's not perfect and that's okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. But if we're able to move into that energy of really honoring the space, then there will be some really good insights that will come from it. And so, you know, as we look at this, how it works in business and how it works personally. Today, we've talked a lot about how I've taken this principle of like really honoring that sacred space and that space of silence and not feeling like I need to force it to allow these other transformations to happen. So just kind of a little bit of a recap here on everything that we've covered here today. When we are going through a transformation within an organization, there is going to be inevitably an ending. And with that ending, you're prepping yourself for that silence and that peace and that quiet. And in that space, if you are able to be patient with it, you can honor this, the discomfort. And if you know, take this and recall in the most recent example that I gave you, I said very clearly, you know, I was telling myself these stories. I was feeling like they didn't need me. My feelings were very hurt within that. And that can happen. But even within that, what I got from that example was that, oh, this was me trying to force my will on a situation where it doesn't need to be forced. And within that, because I was able to honor the space and the silence, trust was being built, not only for myself and what I got out of it, but trust in the other party, in this example, my kids, that they had all of the tools and resources to be able to navigate through this. Learning also how to surrender is something that we talked about within this. And surrender does not mean that you're avoiding. Surrender actually is saying that you trust the process, that you trust divine timing, which is another thing that we talked about, which is understanding that it, you know, allowing the timing to unfold in the fashion that it's going to unfold in doesn't mean that you don't necessarily need to do it. It sometimes just means that we need to wait to see what else will come up. Maybe there'll be a pivot. Maybe there'll be more information. Maybe there'll be more resources that come in to help support whatever change or transformation it is that you're trying to bring about. It's also about allowing the time for integration and for the changes to really take hold. Because I think ultimately when we're talking about deep transformation, we can't rush that. Not if we want it to stick and not if we want it to have like real impact and lasting change. It's like anything significant that you're trying to really shift, you have to allow the process to naturally unfold in a lot of ways so that it can really take root and settle into the sinew. And so as we look at this whole process, both personally and professionally, we can see how allowing the space and honoring it will allow for things to really come into play and unfold in a way that is absolutely divine timing and guided for you. So as we get ready to close out today's episode, I would invite you at some point today to take a look at your life, both professionally and personally. And is there somewhere where you feel like you are forcing outcomes? Is there somewhere where you feel like you need to hold on to it with this vice grip on it and control the situation. Because, the reality is that control is just a fallacy. The only thing that we ultimately have control of is our response to any particular given situation. And if you do have an area in your life where you are going through some type of ending or beginning, I would invite you to just take a moment with whatever it is that you're navigating and use some of the practices that I talk about here, which is number one, centering yourself with your breath and just calming down your nervous system. The second thing is you're just going to tune into your body and you're going to ask a question about, whatever it is. So in the example that we use today, it might be like, is it a good idea for me to take a step back and give my kids some space so they can find some more independence? Okay, sure, you might feel sad at first, but then there might be a little bit of a lightening. And then the third thing is to honor whatever the answer is. That is how we ultimately build trust with ourself, with the divine, and ultimately with divine timing. So next week, we will have consciousness and DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. My guest will be Alexandra Singh. I am so grateful to have all of you here today. And until next week, please take care of yourselves. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Leadership Show. Charisse returns Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective.